of Shem Zul is analogous to the concept of Chtichanasis Neveilah. Chtichanasis Neveilah, that we say in Tavubes. We say in Tavubes. So, whether we apply it to all Tavubes or only to Pasa Becholov is a Machlekes Hashem. Machlekes Rabbi Nefraim, Dab Hashem. But, with Pasa Becholov, we certainly apply the Aloche of Chtichanasis Neveilah. In other words, let's say, suppose you have one kazayis of cholov, and you have a kazayis of bosom, and then you cook the kazayis of cholov and the kazayis of bosom together, so then everything becomes osir. Everything becomes osir. So together it's two gzeisim. Then you eat of that bosom of the cholov, that there is a total of two gzeisim, you eat one kazayis of it, you are high malchus. But after all, if you eat one kazayis of it, of the two gzeisim, tarubes, so actually, you did not eat, you ate only half a kazayis of each. The answer is, that's the aloha by Basa B'cholom. That when a kazayis of boso is bileya, a kazayis of cholo, so the whole tugzeisim becomes kazayis of cholo. Not only kazayis of boso, a kazayis of cholo. Let's say 50 yen chtichas boso. Chtichas boso, that has a volume of 50 gzeisim. 50 gzeisim. And then you pour the milk into it. And you poured in, and that chtichas boso that it was on the fire, in the pot, you poured in one kazayis of milk. And then that 50 gzeisim chtichas boso absorbed the one kazayis of milk. One kazayis of milk. So altogether, it has a value of 51 gzeisim. 50 gzeisim chtichas boso, and that absorbed a kazayis of milk, so it's 51 gzeisim. But that kazayis of cholov that was absorbed in the 50 gzeisim chticha el boso was so substantial that it gave a tam of cholov in the boso. Let's say a goy, an akum, was staying there, and he said that he feels a taste of milk in that boso. So then, when a person will eat one kazayis of that chticha's boso, he'll be chayim malchus. But he didn't eat a kazayis of bosom cholo. The answer is, by bosom cholo, so there is a loche of tichanasis nevela. That when the cholo is misarim with the bosom, to such an extent that the cholo gives a tam cholo in the bosom, or the bosom is misarim with the cholo, to such an extent that the bosom gives a tam bosom in the cholo, so even the molecules of boso become heftza visa. It's not only it. So everything becomes the tzchtichanas nevela. Whether we apply that concept to shotarubes, there is a machlokes l'sheni. Rabbi Nefraim says that we do not apply that concept to shorisum. In other words, Rabbi Nefraim says, suppose you have a tzchtichas boso that has 50 gzeisim. And then it absorbs a kazayis of chilev to such an extent that the chilev gives it tam chilev in the bosom. The chilev in the bosom. So of course, since there is no shishim, so it's also you cannot partake of that bosom that absorbs a kazayis chilev. Because whenever you eat a piece of that bosom, you will also eat a piece of the chilev. Of the chilev, and chotishio is also not all. True, there is no. If you eat one kazayis of that boso, you will not be eating a whole kazayis of the chilev. You will not be eating a whole kazayis of the chilev because they are 50 parts of boso and one part of chilev. So if you eat one kazayis of that boso, you'll only be eating 151 of the chilev. Not a whole kazayis, 151 of the kazayis. more a fraction of the kazayis, 1/50, 1/1 of chayyim. Still, it's also the raise. You will not be chayyim malkes. You will not be chayyim malkes. You will not be chayyim malkes. Why will you not be chayyim malkes? Because we do not say l'kavishon isurim chtichenas is nevele. Masheinkin according to Rabotam. So we say that the heter sins the chilev gave it out of chilev in the boso, so even the heretofore molecules of boso become a heter of iser, and it has acquires the shem chilev because chtichenas is nevele. That's according to Rabotam. According to Rabbi Ephraim, we only say chtichenas is nevele by boso becholov, because the boso by itself is etter, and the whole by itself is etter, and when the two combine together to such an extent that one gives a town in the other, so then it becomes an entity, a hefter, a person of the whole, but he gives a joy, sorry, so there is no shishi in its osir. But why is it osir? Because the chilev remains osir. If there is shishi, if you have it, it has a chtichel boso that has 60 zesi of boso, a volume of 60 zeisim of boso, and then it will absorb one kazayis of chilev, so then the chilev becomes nepach leheta, because there is shishi. But shishi? But if the chtichas boso has only 50 zeisim, and that absorbs the kazayis of chilev, so then it doesn't become bottle. So maybe you're not allowed to eat it, because you'll be eating the chilev. But heretofore boso remains boso, doesn't become a hefzer of chilev. Masheinkin according to Rabbi Tam, so Tam Kiikar implies that the heretofore heter is nepach leiser. So, in other words, but by boso becholo, there is certainly halochei of chtichenas is nevele. Now, so this din of Rabbi Yesi, mikve shein ve'avoyim zo, ונוכלו בישראל שלוגים, ונחלק לשניים פוסל, ושנית חולות שאין פסול, ורב ישוע מחשיה, שאולי רב ישוע אימייר, כל מיקרה שאין ויעבור עם זו, ונוכלו בישראל שלוגים מחוסר אפילו קורטף, עם משהו. קורטף is a very small measure. So, מפני שחוס, עסקו שם, מפני שחוס חולי, שלוי שלוגים. So what is the shite of Rabbi Yehisi? And we pass him, of course, like Rabbi Yehisi, not like Rabbi Yehoshua. So the shita of Rabbi Yehisi is that when Gimel Lugin fall into a mikveh that does not have mem soes yet, so it's not only that the mikveh is possible, because when somebody is stay there, so he stay there in Gimel Lugin Shulin too, so that's why the tefillah is not a good tefillah. No, even the heretofore Einam Shulin acquire a chalishem psul of Shulin. That's the halacha. So it's analogous to the concept of chtichenas nevele. The Ram in Chum, in Kol Aposo, the Ram and Rim. So he mentions in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban, in regard to that question, the machlekes between Rabbi Ephraim and the other Rishonim, as to whether chtichenas nevele applies only to Bosot Cholot, or it applies to Shor Yisroel also. So the Rabbi Ephraim says, by Shor Yisroel there is no such concept. That's chtichenas nevele. Only by Bosot Cholot, because the Bosot by itself originally was heter, and the Cholot by itself originally is heter. As a result of that avudas, it becomes a chetzer visa. But chilev b'boso, so we don't say chtichenas nevele. And the other Rishonim, like Hametam, say it applies to show Yisurim as well, not after to Boso Becholov. So the Ramban says that this is really talking the machlekes between Rabbi Yehisi and Rabbi Yeshua. Not right. And since we passed him like Rabbi Yehisi, so that means that according to Rabbi Yehisi there is a halacha of chtichenas is nevele by show Yisurim. Here it's not Yisur, macholes asures, but it's with Abi Psul of Mikveh. So we had the Atavubes, Gimel Lugin, Shuvi, was Nisari with the main Mikveh. So the halacha is that it passes a contra biensi. So a contra biensi, the whole mikveh even that heretofore my meilam should become shuvim. Because Nechanasi Neveile, a contra Yeshua, there is no such concept of Nechanasi Neveile. Only by Bosa Becholov. But not by Joyce. The Ram is Masik and the Ramban. He says, this Machlekes is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yeshua that is peculiar. That is peculiar to Mikvoyens. It has nothing to do with Tavuves. Here it's not a question of Dobor, that Yosa Bachila or Banoye. It's a question of Psu with Abi Mikvoy. It has nothing to do with it. So, in other words, Rabbi Yeshua can agree that in all Isuri, there is a concept of Tichanasis Nevele, and Rabbi Yisi can agree that with the Shita of Rabbi Nefrai, that in all Yisurim there is no concept of Tichanasis Nevele. It has nothing to do. So that's the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran, as to whether this machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yisi, and we pass for Rabbi Yisi, is a machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kuleh. So the Ramban says it's a machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kuleh, and the Ran says there's nothing to do with Kol HaTorah Kuleh. But one thing is sure, that appears from the Ramban and from the Ran, that the concept expressed by Rabbi Yisi in respect to Mikvoyes is a concept that is analogous to the concept of Tichanasis Neveile by Shori Sorin, if we say it by Shori Sorin, or to the concept of Tichanasis Neveile by Bosa Becholov, by Bosa Becholov we certainly say. So Neveile, so the Gros says that the reason is why Rabbi Yisi mentions the in the Reish Shnei Mikvoyes Shein Vem Arboim So ונוף הוא לא זה לא גמחצו ולא זה לא גמחצו וניסר בוקשרת מפני שלא נקרא להם שם פסול. Actually, we don't even have to resort to שלא נקרא לשם פסול. There is another reason as to why it's כשרת. Because the moment we join, so it's true we have Gimulugin, but then we have Mepsoto, so the Pasacha, so the Psul of Gimulugin could not, the Psul of Gimulugin could not be how. The psul of Gimulugin could not be held by virtue of the fact that when the two mikvoyes join, we have Gimulugim Shuvim. Because Bibasachas, that we have Gimulugim Shuvim, we have them so the Ashoki is held. So we don't even have to resort to the town Mipnishalim Nikvalim Shimsu. Mipnishalim Shimsu. Now, so, but why does the Mishnah mention that? Why does the Mishnah mention that? So, the Mishnah mentions that because in the same fair that Yisi says, Mikveh Shein Veir Abba Yimsof, Vinofu Beishlei Shalugim, Vinachlak Lishnayim, Is Posl Mipveh Shein Yitcholo, Shein Psul. So he says here, Mipveh, Either the boy in Mr. Seve, Nechlat Mishnah in Posse, with the Shniko Shimsu, but on another Hochet Shere, with the Shonikal Shimsu, the Hochet Lavochet Shere, the Chinisarbo, the Isbo, the Gimogogin, Shubin, Isbo Nama Aboim So, the Sule Paslo no Mayushim. So what does the Gro mean? The Gro couldn't mean that the Mishnah doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't mean that time. I mean, how is it possible that the Mishnah should mention a term that doesn't apply? Just because in the same thing it says, if it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply, so the Mishnah wouldn't mention it. But what the Gro means, obviously, is that here there are two reasons as to why in the Reish it's kosher. One reason as to why it's kosher is because at the time when the Gimulugim happened to be in the mikveh, so it's already been solved. So the Ashoket is Chal Vasachas. So in other words, it requires a mikveh and effects at the Ashoket. That's one reason. And then another reason as to why it's kosher is because since in how could it be possible? Let's say, the Chazon Ish, what the Chazon Ish says is not Mistaba, because it's Mistaba what the Gro says. The Chazanish really disagrees with the Gaon. And the Chazanish says, no, the reason as to why it's kosher in the Reisha is because mitni shalomit chalim shimpso. So that means it cannot pass. How could it pass? Because when the two mikvahs join, so we already have in total gimel lugim shuvim. But in order that the gimel lugim shuvim should pass, so in other words, every drop of the gimel lugim shuvim has to have a shem so. And here, see, so one will get the head of the drops. Let's say, the Gimel Lugin Shuvim consists of a million drops of water. So that means that in each mikveh, originally, there was half a million drops of Mayim Shuvim in each mikveh. Now, according to the way the Chazanish explains that Mishneh, but that's contrary to the assumption of the Gaon. So in other words, the reason is to why in the Reisha, so it's not possible, is not because Hashoki is Chav. The Gaon says, I'm the boy of Mishneh Seif and Yachmet Mishneh Impossel mit Nishnik Cholop Shimsu, Kotonena Mehochek Sheirim mit Nishonika Shimsu, Dehochek Lavochek Sheirim, Dechlisavu Vizbo Gimur Vishonim, Izbo Nababo Yisoh, Vizu Vipasol. Why is it that if the Mikveh has Memso, if the Mikveh has Memso, so then you can dump all the Mayim Shuvim in the world into that Mikveh, it doesn't pass the Mikveh. Because if the Mikveh has Memso, so then, and the process of Ashoki is how? And here to form Mayim Shuvim. And here to form Mayim Shuvim. So the Chazanish assumes that when can Ashoki be how? If the Mikveh has a Shem Mikveh before the Gimuluki Mayim Shuvim fall into it. So then we say that if, let's say, Mayim Shuvim, no matter what the volume is, it can be 1,000. So 10,000, 100,000. So Ashoki is half. But Bamedvor Mamurim, if the mikveh that is mashik the Mayim Shuvim has a Chaleishen mikveh before the Mayim Shuvim became connected with the main mikveh. But if the mikveh that is about to be mashik the Mayim Shuvim does not have a Chaleish and Mikveh until the Mayim Shuvim fall into the Mikveh, then Hashoki doesn't take effect. The Goen says just the reverse, and it's very mistaken what the Goen says. In other words, according to the Goen, it's a concept like Kitab Yodah Boin Gehal. Now, I don't want anybody to quote me that I said it's mamish the same thing, but there are Chmosh. It's analogous to the concept of Gita Yoda Boykeh. So the Goyen says, even without recourse to the Tam, Mipne Shalei Mikwa Alein Shem Psu, so the Mikveh is Ksheho. Without the Tam. Why? Because of Ashoke. The Chazanish assumes that Ashoke could not take effect here. Why couldn't Ashoke take effect? Ashoke can only take effect if the mikveh is a chalish and mikveh before the Mayim Shuvim fall become connected with it. So the halacha is, if Mayim Shuvim become connected, a mushek, become a chuber, to a year to fall mikveh, so then it's matkiah b'shem shovim. So in order that Ashoke should take effect, so you have to be mashik, the main, the Mayim Shuvim to a heretofore mikveh. But if heretofore, it doesn't have a chalishen mikveh. Because heretofore, until the Mayim Shuvim fall into it, so it has only 20 saw. 20 saw. So when does it require chalishen mikveh? The moment you join the two smaller mikvehs. So that means that it requires that the chalishen mikveh is mibasachas with the fall of the Mayim Shuvim. So in such a case, there is no din of Ashoke. I mean, that's a big chiddush. It's much more mistaber is the process. But the Gros assumes that, and from the Rishonim it appears like the Gros, that insofar as the effect of Ashoki is concerned, so we apply the concept of like analogous to Gita Miyodo Boitachas. So in other words, it acquires a Halisha Mikveh Bivasachas simultaneously with the fall of the Gimel Lugim Shuvim. Mimele, it's Mashik, it's Mafkiya Din Shuv, it's Mafkiya Din Shuv. Alright, but why does, one second, why does the Mishneh mention Mipnei Shelik HaLashem Psul? Because in the same thing it says Mipnei Shelik HaLashem Psul. So maybe the Mishneh mentions the Reishe also Mipnei Shelik HaLashem Psul. So it's not Chaya to say that the Mishneh will mention something that doesn't, that has no relevance just because the Sefer mentions it. That's inconceivable. So in other words, the Gros is made it. You see, how does the Chazanish explain the Reishe? The Chazanish assumes that the reason as to why it's Ksheiro is not on the basis of Ashoki. Ashoki couldn't take effect here, because in order that Ashoki should take effect, so the Mikve must have the Chalisha Mikve before the Mayim Shulim fall into it. But if the Mikve before the Mayim Shulim fall into it does not even have a Chalisha Mikve, it doesn't have them so, and it's the Vasachas with the fall of the Mayim Shulim, so then Ashoki doesn't take effect. So why does Rabbi Yisi say that it's kosher? So the reason is that they shall eat Chalei Shem Sum. So that is certainly true. That's another reason. So the Gros is also made it way. What does it mean? In other words, it means like this day. It means the following. Now, as I said before, let's say the Erech Moshe, that Gimel Lugin should contain a million drops. So that's mean Lugu Mechzo, each mikveh had a Lugu Mechzo Mayim Shulim. So that means that each mikveh, each smaller mikveh originally had half a million drops of Mayim Shulim. Now, so then, when the two joined together, so instead of half a million drops of Mayim Shulim, we have a million drops of Mayim Shulim. So, in order to puzzle the mikveh, so, what is the puzzle because the totality of all the million drops of the Mayim Shulim. So Mele sees the this half million drops of Mayim Shulim originally did not have Shem Psul. So Mele, they cannot acquire Shem Psul when the 2.5 million drops join together. So it's an additional reason as to why. So according to the Gros, actually, the din of the Reishe is based upon two reasons. One reason is because of Ashoki, and the other reason is because Mipnei Shelo Nikro Aleihem Shem Psul. Since originally, how could it pass? In other words, these 1.5 million drops of Mayim Shuvim, together with other 1.5 million drops of Mayim Shuvim, should join together to give Shem Psul. Since originally it did not have Shem Psul, so now they cannot puzzle. Shimo yomisifim, shalini kvali shepsu. Shimo yomisifim mayim shirim b'chol echot. Atashvum shir shal mikve yukol echot ben kosher. But in the case, abo mikve shein b'yavo imso, v'nof lo b'ishle shalugi, v'nech lak l'shnayim post, mipni shenik halav shepsu. So what is it? What kind of a concept is it? That means that the contrabiesi, so when Gimel Lugim fall into the mikveh, so it's not only the mikveh is possible, because that when somebody is stable in that mikveh, he is stable also in the Gimel Lugim. And even though the mikveh has a lot of water, let's say, and the person who is stable or the keilah that you are stable, it can be completely immersed in one portion of the water. So, but al tudin, since aver of mikveh is kishveres areit, so even if you have a big mikveh with a thousand so, and one is stable himself in one little corner, so it's considered that he was stable in every drop of water that is there. So mimele, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, the aloche of Gimel Lugim only implies that that Gimel Lugim shuvim apostle. So Mimele, if let's say one dumped Jim Rugi Manchuri, in a mikveh that had Menso Hosakote of Mikshot. So it passes. And then it started to rain, and it rained in. So it has Menso exclusive of the Gimuruki. But since at the time when the Gimuruki were dumped into the mikveh, so the mikveh did not have as yet full Menso, Mekshomi, so maybe it passes the mikveh. So according to Yeshua, it doesn't pass, it doesn't convert all the heretofore Mekshomi into Shuvi. Only the Gimuruki Mashal. But still, it's possible, because if somebody is stable himself in that mikveh, even if he wouldn't touch that water. But on the aloha of fear of mikveh, Kishmeres HaDeid, it's considered that he was stable in the Gimel Ugin also. So maybe it's possible. But the heretofore Mikshomi remain in the Shul, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Masha'inke, according to Rabbi Yesi. So that's the pshat. Mipnei shenikol of Sheipso. Mishenikol of Sheipso, that if Gimel Ugin fall into a mikveh, so the heretofore Eidem Shuvi is Anasis Nevei. Anasis Nevei. I mean, even the Ran is made there, that it's a similar concept. The Ran only is Chilik and Rambam, or Rambam equates it with Shor Tarumes, since there is nothing to do. But in respect to mikveh, it is that kind of a concept, that when Gimel Ugin Mayim Shuvi Ma'am Yure with Eidem Shuvi, so then all the water becomes Shuvi. Oh, but Rabbi Yeshua Marshir, Shuvi Rabbi Yeshua, Imea Kol Mikre Shem Ve'arbo Yisom Ve'afu Shle Shulugim Ve'chos Apulkut Ev Kosher Mitlei Shechos Chol Shle Shulugim Ve'chachom Imeim Rim Ve'ilom Hu Bepisulei At Sheyitzim Menu Meru Yevet. So this Mishnah is reference to the case where you had almost completely make shomim, inon shomim, but it didn't have them so as yet, and then Gimuruki Mayim Shuvi fell into it. So it passes all the Mayim. So it passes all the Mayim, so how can you be machsheret? So the way to be machsheret is to manipulate that more make shomim should come into it, and that it should take out from, we should draw out from that mikveh that quantity of water that became possible at the very outset. For example, let's say the mikveh had originally 20 saw mikshon, and then it started to rain, and then, I'm sorry, it had originally 20 saw mikshon, then somebody dumped in Gimuruki Mayim Shuvi. So at that time, so the mikveh had, at the time when it dumped in Gimuruki Mayim Shuvi, it had 20 saw mikshon. So later it puzzled all the 20 saw. So, how much Shuvim Al-Kadim is in the mikveh now after the Gimurugim fell in? 20 so plus Gimurugim Shuvim. Plus Gimurugim Shuvim. Then it will start raining, and 21 so more Mekshomim will drop into the bay. So now, how many do we have? So we have already, we have, so, we have, no, not 20, not 21 more so, but 41 so, make sure we drop it. So how much do we have altogether, the total volume of water? We have 61 so of Mayim plus Gimel. Then he'll empty out. He'll draw out 20 so plus, so then the mikveh will become kosher. That's what it means. So the Chachomim mean, Look what the Rav says. At Yetzim and Muruya, Amayim Shein Betchilu Kishnofu Beginu Gondom Mayim Shevu. Veid Mati Yisek, El Chasam Gimu Rugi. Ken Mikve Shehoye Bo. Chopso Mayim Shevu. Vinofu Yisek, El Gimu Rugi Mayim Shevu. Vinismau Yahakem Mikshon. Don't make any difference. How much Mikshon? It can be 41, it can be 60, it can be 80, it can be 100. So, but then you have to draw out 20 so plus. Not just 20, but 20 so and the much more. So then the mikveh will become kosher. Is it because we are sure that when we draw out 20 so plus, so we draw out, manage those drops of water that were there at the time when the Gimel Rugim fell in? After all, water mixes with water. So there is full, there is a uniformity of, so the Tarubes is uniformly mixed. So the water is uniformly mixed. So by drawing out at random 20 so plus, you're not going to draw out Dafke, the 20 saw that was contained in the bay at the time when the Gimel Rugim fell in. I mean, we cannot deceive ourselves and say, because we know that Yesh Bileh. So when it starts to rain and 41 saw new Mikshon fall in, so it's not that the 20 saw and plus the Gimel Rugim remain in one place, and then the other 41 saw that rains in, it remain in another place, and when you draw out Dafke, the 20 saw plus that was originally there, and you don't draw out any drops from the new water of the Mikshonim. It's not like that. So why do we say? The answer is, since the whole psuk of Gimel Rugim Mayim Shuvim to passel the whole mikveh is certainly Rabbanon. The Achleges Rishayim is only if it's Kulishol or Rubishol. But if it's Rubi Elishol and just Gimel Rugim fell into it, so it's certainly Psalm Rabbanon. So Heimomru. So the Chachomim won't be Zakeh that you can retire the mikveh by drawing out sins. So in other words, what is the Takonis Chachomim? So that means that the Takonis Chachomim was, we said that the Ramban says that Rabbi Yisi's din is analogous to Tichnas Levev. Tichnas Levev. But and the Ram agrees, but whereas the Ramban says that it applies to Kolateri Kule, the Ram says no. But it's a din, it's a concept of Tichnas Levev. In other words, so that means it's not completely Tichnas Levev. In other words, it means it puzzles. It puzzles and it converts the main mikveh into Mayim Shuvim to the extent of water that was there in the mikveh at the time that the Gimel Rugim fell into it. So if at the time when the Gimel Rugim fell into it, so there was 20 so of Mikshonim, so then it converted that fraction of the mikveh, that quantity of a mikveh into Mayim Shuvim. So even after 41 saw new Mikshon drop in, so we don't say since the 20 saw Mikshon became converted into Mayim Shuvim, so then when 41 more so falls in, so even the 41 so should be converted into Mayim Shuvim. We don't say that. If the halacha of Tichnas Nevela here that Rabbi Yitzchak mentions would mean mamish the same kind of concept as Tichnas Nevela in Gavit Arubes, so then everything should become shalom, no matter what you do. And unless you empty out every drop of water. But we don't require that. So Rabbi Yisi says that if there were 20 so Mikshon in the mikveh, then you don't Gimel Rugim Mayim Shuvim. And then it started to rain and it poured in 41 so of new Mikshon. So all you have to do to be machshir a mikveh, you don't have to empty out the whole mikveh. All the 61 so plus gimulugim empty out and then fill up a new mikveh. You don't have to do that. All you have to do, even though the mikveh now has 61 so plus gimulugim ayim, so all you have to do is just to draw out 20 so plus. But how will it be kosher if it's chtichanas is the vele? So that means at the time when the gimulugim fell into a mikveh of 20 so, so all the 20 so became shol. Now 41 more so comes in. So everything should become shol. The answer is the aloche of gimulugim passing in the mikveh, it passes it only to the extent of the quantity of water that is contained in the mikveh at the time when the gimulugim, at the time when the gimulugim fall into the mikveh. Now, since at the time the gimulugim fell into the mikveh, so there was 20 saw, mechonim, so mele, it passes the mikveh to the extent of 20 saw plus gimulugim. That's all. 20 saw. Not more. So the mele, even if later on, an hour later, it starts raining, and the rain pours in another 41 saw, so we do not say that all the 61 saw is visually, but only 20 saw plus gimulugim are shu, and the rest are natural. And which 20 saw? It's undetermined. Al Pidin. Any 20 saw. So by emptying out 20 saw plus, so the mikveh becomes kshel. That's the halacha. Why is it that way? Because in view of the fact that the whole psul of shuvim of gimulugim is only in rabbanon, according to all rishonim, so the mele, that was the takonis chachomim. The gimulugim shuvim passes, according to Rabbi Yisi, the other water also of the mikveh, but only to the extent of the quantity of water that was contained in the mikveh at the time the gimulugim fell into it.
Is it mistaken to say that since you're allowing to enter mega shomim equal quantity, so each tipa is...
Who says that you allow equal quantity?
No, to me, equal plus mashum, low...
Mashum,
yeah. Equal quantity, therefore you have, each tipa is half shov and half mega shomim, but the mashu puts it over, and therefore the shov is pato perot.
There's the takones chachom. The takones chachomim was that gimulugim passel the other mayim in the mikveh to the extent of the quantity of water that was contained in the mikveh at the time the gimulugim fell into it.
But in allowing this new water to enter, the mega shaman, equal to this quantity, so we have exactly half and half, but then we allow mashuhu more, so the other waters were bunto.
No.
I mean, if it...
That's the aloha. It becomes possible to the extent of the quantity of water that was contained at the time the gimulugim fell into.
It has nothing to do with throw.
No, it's nothing to do with throw. All right. Wait. Keitzan.
What is it?
Habei Yoshev Yechotzer. Vinofu Reishloi Shalubi. Reil Omu Bipisuri Yachi Yeitzin Menu Merui Yilei. Oi Achi Yamid Bechotzer Abo Yimso. Now let's see the Rabbi. Achi Yamid Bechotzer. So if he empties out, he draws out Merui Yilei, the quantity that of water that was in the mikveh at the time the gimulugim fell into it, so then the mikveh becomes toy. So the shol is poker. But then there is another reason. Achiyamid bechotzer aboim som. Now the Rav explains it as follows. Achiyamid bechotzer aboim som mikveh kosher lematum neaposo. Upeis kol mikosher achi yischab kedi shiyischabru v'yitayer ohelin aposo menatach neakosher. Ve'amfinom guda asik. Now we have a machlekes. That's the Gemara in Gittin of Anitzik Vakatafas. So the machlekes between Rabbi Yudon and Rabbono Honest, whether we say Gudachis. What does it mean Gudachis? Let's say, if you have a mikveh that has Memso, exactly Memso, And then Reuben goes into the mikveh. Reuben goes into the mikveh and immerses himself. And then he goes out. Then Shimon goes into the mikveh and immerses himself. So if Reuben already walked out of the mikveh, and then Shimon goes into the mikveh, so everybody agrees that Shimon still is no trip. Why? Because when Reuben walked out of the mikveh, so he necessarily had a number of drops, thousands of drops of water on his body, on his head, on his shoulders, on his hands, on his feet. So the Mele, since the mikveh had mem som tzomis at the very outset, so now it has a much less. So it's mem som minus. So the Mele, Shimon's Tvila is no Tvila. But Chleikes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda is in the case, if the mikveh had outgoing some tzomis, and the Reuben went into the mikveh, and then he stood up, but he remained standing in the mikveh, or he was sitting on the sides of the mikveh, with his feet in the water of the mikveh. But he was so. And then while Reuben's legs were still standing in the mikveh, Shimon went into the mikveh. So Tanakhama says that Shimon's thrill is no thrill, because how much water is left in the mikveh at the bottom? A mashu less than them so.